Shalom, brethren. Today is Friday, the 27th of May, 2022. On the Hebrew calendar, it's the 26th day of the Hebrew month called Iyar, leaving us three more days in this month. Now, today is the 41st day of the counting of the Omer. Then we are in week six of the counting of the Omer, which means after sunset tomorrow, we begin week seven, the final week of the counting of the Omer. We are in the 10 days leading up to Shavuot, Pentecost. So this is the season to begin to prepare for the three-day Shabbat next week. Days of rest and worship. Hallelujah. No work to be done whatsoever. It's a time of fasting and praying. The apostles or the disciples of Yahushua HaMashiach, after his ascension, declared a fast for 10 days in which they went and spent time in the, basically they spent time in the upper room of the temple, of the second temple in Jerusalem or Yerushalayim, or from the 41st day of the counting of the Omer all the way to the 49th day. Hallelujah. Well, they stayed until Shavuot, obviously. So they stayed until the 49th day and then Shavuot, which is Shivan 6. So because they left Yahushua on the 40th day of the counting of the Omer, they walked for one day to Jerusalem, where the second temple is. They entered the upper room and then they first of all they made a decision as to who would replace Judas Iscariot, and then they began to do prayers at different hours of the day while waiting on the giving of the Ruach HaKodesh as promised by Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. So they did everything possible to obey the commandments of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And they became the very first people ever on earth to receive the Holy Spirit in a very special way. Obviously, there are people who received the Holy Spirit before that, like King David, Samson, and various other people. Even the prophets of old prophesied in the Holy Spirit. They never did things on their own accord. But yes, there was a very special day set apart for the receiving of the Holy Spirit that, you know, that would be noted and celebrated forevermore and would count towards the fulfillment of the new covenant that is mentioned in Jeremiah 31:31-40. And also, it would mark the beginning of, you know, certain new beginnings in the life of mankind. For example, the issue of mankind being able to do signs and wonders in special ways like Yahushua HaMashiach did. The giving of the Holy Spirit would also mark the beginning of the manifestation of the fivefold ministry and other ministries under that, or not necessarily under that, but, you know, other ministries that people don't necessarily acknowledge, but they are special ministries unto Yah. For example, what Tabitha or Dorcas did while she was on earth. Not everybody necessarily falls under the fivefold ministries. So the giving of the Holy Spirit to mankind, it marks the beginning of something that we've not really seen on earth that is more widespread than ever before. It made the apostles to stand out in a very special way worldwide. It attracted a lot of persecution and martyrdom. That's how powerful it was. And this is why Yahushua is telling us now to get ready for a repeat of that. There's going to be a repeat of Acts chapter 2 in the future. This future is not far from now. It's going to be before the 3 days of darkness. So the minute this thing happens, well, it will be during around that time, close to the 3 days of darkness. Once the giants begin to appear on the earth, that means that that season of the new outpouring of the Holy Spirit and, you know, other miracles, sorry, the miracles of the Book of Acts, it means that that season is beginning gradually, slowly but gradually. And that season creates a lot of anger in the devil. This is why persecution and martyrdom increase. They become heightened worldwide. And that's when the Seal 5 will come into play. Seal 5 will begin to manifest worldwide. As we see in Matthew 24, that people will be given up by their relatives, by those you least expect. They'll be given up for arrest to the anti-Messiah's soldiers and agents, to be persecuted and killed. So exactly what happened in those days is what's going to happen. We're going to end up fleeing for our lives. This will all happen before the rapture, by the way, the holy rapture to the heavens. This is all going to happen. Seal 5, Seal 6, they have to manifest before, and even Seal 7, they have to manifest before the holy rapture to the heavens occurs. So right now we are still at Seal 3. Seal 4 is yet to be broken because Seal 4 is tied to World War 3. As revealed through A Mighty Wind Ministry Prophecy 137, which talks about Emiah's lullaby. Through that prophecy, Emiah, God the Mother, reveals to us that once Seal 4 is broken, you know, it will be a very challenging time for everybody on earth. I mean, we got a glimpse of what happened during the COVID-19 pandemic. And we all know at least one or two people who lost their lives through that. This, the what is coming through Seal 4, through the breaking of Seal 4, World War 3, is going to be much worse than that. So I've diverted, I know. I'm trying to say that once the outpouring of the Holy Spirit occurs, much persecution is going to occur beyond what we see now. And this persecution will be worldwide. Just like the Romans were getting angry at what the apostles were doing, and the Jews, the Orthodox Jews of those days were getting angry, a lot of people worldwide will become infuriated by the people who are filled by the Holy Spirit, because those people will have a bright shining light within them that will be irritating the darkness inside those ones who are, you know, infuriated. And the light of Yah will shine greater and brighter than ever in those days, because it will be Acts, the book of Acts all over again. I don't know how to explain, but I'm hoping that you understand what I'm saying. Once the giants begin to appear on the earth, which is also tied to the destruction of, what's that city in Syria? I've forgotten. Then it means that we are close to the holy rapture. And it also means that the 3 days of darkness are around the corner. The zombie apocalypse is set to happen after the holy rapture to the heavens. So as soon as the rapture occurs, the first rapture, there's going to be more than one, remember, there will be the zombie apocalypse. But between now and then, obviously, the devil wants to do his own things. He wants to make sure there's a zombie apocalypse before the rapture. My prayer is that we don't have any zombie apocalypse before the rapture, because many people are ill prepared for it, I must say. Yahweh has sent out instructions and warnings, preparations for that apocalypse, but many people have not got those instructions yet. And that's something that's going to take many lives if people are not careful. So my prayer is that the Lord will not allow any zombie apocalypse to happen, especially on a worldwide scale, prior to the holy rapture to the heavens. Hallelujah. Right, I've diverted a bit. Now let's go back to the ascension of Yahushua HaMashiach. The ascension of Yahushua HaMashiach, as I said, was very unique, just as his first coming occurred. When he was coming to the earth, he stepped off the throne in the heavens. He stripped himself of the glory of Yahweh, or should I say, respect, honor. He stripped himself. He basically dropped all that and left it in the heavens for our sake, basically. And then he transformed into an angel. Only God knows, but this is what Isaiah says. He transformed into an angel and started to go down level by level. So from the seventh heaven to the sixth heaven. In the sixth heaven, he was not recognized. He wondered if he's going to be recognized or not. I don't know why. He looked around hoping, wondering that, oh, are the angels going to recognize me as one of them or as God? They didn't. The same thing happened when he went down to the fifth heaven. The same thing happened when he went down to the fourth heaven. And then when he got to the third heaven, he needed a password to enter, because the third heaven is so close to the second and the first heaven. And the second and first heaven are occupied by the kingdom of darkness. So for you to get into the third heavens, you have to have a password, which is well known by everybody else in the heavens. And this is one of the reasons, if you're going to visit heaven, very often you are escorted by angels, holy angels, so that you can gain easy access into the heavens, because you don't know the password to be able to enter. Before you can even get to the seventh heaven, you have to go through the third heavens. Now, if you don't know the password, you are locked out. And if they don't know you, they don't know about your visit, which very often happens, that's you stranded. It happened to Moses when Moses was going to the heavens, and he nearly lost his life because the angels did not know that he's coming. And they are quick to act without even trying to inquire from the Lord. They nearly killed him with their fire. But Yahweh, thank God Yahweh, stood by him and protected him. And I think this was the visit he did. I would say maybe the second visit. This was when he was receiving the Ten Commandments for the very first time. It wasn't an easy journey from earth to heaven. Now back to Yahushua HaMashiach. So Yahushua HaMashiach went down heaven by heaven in the form of an angel, hoping that the angels will not recognize him as God, because he did not want his arrival on earth to be too pronounced by the whole world. He wanted it to be a quiet arrival. He didn't want the devil to know about it and make a big deal about it and then start giving a hard time to people like Miriam, his earthly mother, and Joseph, Yahusef, his earthly father, and various other things. So he wanted to arrive quietly. So that's how he left the heavens. I've forgotten what happened when he got to the second and the first heavens, but somehow he went through and he didn't have any problem. And then he got to the earth, and when he did, he entered Miriam's womb as the word of Yahweh. So by the time he left the first heavens, I think he transformed into the word. I don't know how what happened anyway. All I know is that when Angel Gabriel was speaking to Miriam, the word of Yahweh, which is Yahushua HaMashiach, appeared somehow and spoke a word. And as he spoke the word, he entered into the womb of Miriam. And that's how Miriam conceived Yahushua HaMashiach. And then we all know that 9 months later, on Sukkot, the very first day of Sukkot, which is Tishrei 15, he was born, Yahushua HaMashiach was born into this world as the light of the world. Now, when he was being born, we all know that a big bright star appeared in the sky to signal his arrival and his greatness. However, all of creation was made to freeze as Miriam was pushing him out. Remember, she pushed him out as the light of the world, and then the light of the world stood up on its feet as light. And when it stood up on its feet as light, John chapter 1, he put on human flesh. The human flesh began to grow on him from head to toe. This human flesh had already been prepared from the beginning of time as the bread that was given to Adam, and Adam sacrificed it unto Yahweh as a pleasing offering on the altar. And that flesh that Yahushua HaMashiach put on was a composition of the flesh of God the Father and the flesh of God the Son. This is one of the reasons he kept saying, if you have seen him, you have seen God the Father, because they are one. Much as it was him on earth, we were seeing the God the Father was constantly with him and in him, and he looks exactly like his father. Now, I've just remembered something I wanted to say earlier, which I'd forgot, that interestingly, that when you go to the heavens or when you have heavenly visitations, very often they appear to you as fire, blue fire. But they can choose to appear to you as light. They can choose to appear to you in their glory. It all depends on how they feel at that time. But I just wanted to say that it's very interesting that Ruach HaKodesh sits on the left-hand side of God the Father. And it is the same Ruach HaKodesh that, if we want to be filled with holy fire, be filled with holy oil, we have to receive her into our spirits, and it is her that ignites the light, you know, that makes the light to of Yahushua HaMashiach to shine in our lives. So basically, for you to be able to go back to heaven and dwell there eternally, aside from keeping his commandments, being holy as he is holy, bearing good fruit for him, it all starts with Yahushua HaMashiach. At the same time, it sort of starts with Ruach HaKodesh, who is the one that convicts us of sin and causes us to acknowledge Yahushua and accept Yahushua HaMashiach. So you need both Yahushua and Ruach HaKodesh to be able to make heaven. I mean, it says the seal is the name of God the Father in our forehead, as we see in Revelation chapter 7 and Numbers chapter 6. But the other part of the seal includes the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, because we are told that it's important that we have washed our garments in his blood, and we too have washed ourselves in the blood. And also we need the Ruach HaKodesh, because, I mean, Yahweh has revealed, has shared several prophecies through our Mighty Wind Ministry once again, saying that when his judgments are being poured out on earth, what the angels will be looking out for is Ruach HaKodesh inside of people. If people do not have Ruach HaKodesh inside of them, they will experience the judgments of Yahweh. Those who have Ruach HaKodesh are the ones that will be spared. So the level of the presence of Yahushua, of Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit in your life, matters a lot. It really does matter, as we see in Matthew 25. The level of the oil that you have, you know, you need extra oil. You need to have Holy Spirit in your life to overflowing, which means you need to be ready to die to the flesh and allow the Spirit of Yahweh to completely take over your life. Hallelujah. So now back to the ascension of Yahushua HaMashiach. So he arrived in a special way. All of creation was frozen as he was arriving as the light, as he was putting on the flesh, and as he, just before he went onto his mother's laps to start breastfeeding, the creation was frozen. Whatever you're doing at that moment in time, you just froze in one place and you stayed there until Yahweh said, okay, now you can move. Now, I've forgotten how long this lasted for, but it did last for a while. And maybe very few things were allowed to remain active, maybe like the trees and the wind, so as to praise Yahushua HaMashiach and welcome him into the earth. So this was to, so once again, it was to cover up his arrival so that his arrival is not so pronounced worldwide, especially to the devil. It is the wise men that highlighted Yahushua's arrival, and the devil picked up on it and then started to act on it so that Yahushua could be killed. This is why the old children, male children below the age of 2, were murdered. Well, 2 years and below were murdered during that time. So when Yahushua HaMashiach was ascending to the heavens 33 years after he was born, we all know that he was standing on Mount Olives. He said a few words to his disciples, and then a cloud came and he started to go up in the air with that cloud. And when, what we don't know is that he went, the same thing that happened as he was arriving happened when he was going up in the air. So just as he was going up, he transformed, no, he didn't transform this time around. Just as he was going up in the air, he started to go through each and every one of the heavens. When he arrived at the third heavens, the angels there were so shocked that to learn that he had been on earth all this while, and they had no idea. And they started asking him, what happened? For all this while you've not been in the heavens, you've been on the earth. You know, and the same thing happened in the fourth heavens, the fifth heavens, the sixth heavens. When he arrived in the fifth, in the seventh heavens, I think he had to sort of like change his clothing, put some things back on that he's supposed to have on. He was crowned. Crowned. Remember, they say he has many crowns. And then he sat at the right hand of the Father, as Mark points out in chapter 16, verse 19. So it was, there are some missing details as to what happened during that time, during the arrival, so the birth of Yahushua HaMashiach on Sukkot. So he was born in the Hebrew month called Tishrei, which is the seventh month of the year, as per Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. And then he ascended into the heavens during the Hebrew month called Iyar, which is the second month of the year, on the 25th day. He was born on the 15th day of Tishri. He ascended to the heavens on the 25th day of the Hebrew month called Iyar. Hallelujah, in Yahushua's name. I need to bring this teaching to a close. And I need to stop this audio now and continue in the next audio. Shalom.